We're now moving over to the Clonmanagh Municipal District, where joining me on the line now is Social Democrats Councillor Paula Milroe. Paula, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good, thanks. We're looking at those motions raised at that latest MD meeting, Paula. And your first motion to the council is in relation to the feasibility of providing a safe pedestrian walkway on the OR 403 between Derren Turn and Carberry Village.
Yes, Hannah. This has come about as a request from a recently formed community group in Carberry and Derren Turn on the back of a leader initiative called Turning the Sod, which is a really good initiative actually for local communities. And the group have come together and they have a number of proposals, and one of them includes looking at trying to connect the two villages. As two communities, they feel very connected, but in terms of infrastructure, it's not there for them. So one of the key proposals that this group are looking for, and that I'm trying to champion for them as well, is a footpath that would connect the two villages of Carberry and Derren Turn. Now, it's just, the council said it's just over a kilometre. It's about 1.1 kilometres. So we're not talking about a great distance. And apparently there's one landowner who's quite positive towards it as well. So that makes the project a little bit easier. Now, it is expensive. The initial quote that we've been told is that it could be 700,000 just for the path. That's not accommodation and buying the land and other things that might happen. So it would be an expensive project. But they have agreed that they will look for funding sources. So I think that is a positive move. Because from speaking with the community, it's not just the physical connection and communal connection, I suppose, but there's also a number of practical issues involved. You know, we want people to, and children to be able to walk to school safely, get people out of the car dependency, which is key. That can't happen between the two communities walking to school at the moment. Also, public transport, getting the bus to Eden Derry is on one side of the community that isn't connected. So there's all those kinds of things. And what's transpired as well is it's lots of people now have to travel to Eden Derry for GP services. GP services within the village have been, within Derren Turn, have been cut back and restricted. So not everybody can avail of a GP in Derren Turn. So that means very often they'll have to get public transport, and it's not safe to walk to that public transport. So there's a lot of key connection issues and very important issues for the community that this footpath could really help.
Can I ask, Paula, why would it cost €700,000 for this path? Like, were the council able to explain what exactly the breakdown of those costs would be?
Didn't get a full breakdown, to be honest now, but the average, it's averaged out over so many metres. It costs so much over so many metres. So the cumulative distance, the 1.1 kilometre distance, would come in at an approximation of around 700,000. It sounds really expensive. I know it does to people. And then we're talking about the additional costs, as I said, of the buying the land. Potentially there might be other works that may have to happen in terms of, you know, progressing the hedges back or moving things around, etc. I'm not an engineer, so I can't speak to the technicalities of it. But it wouldn't just come in at 700,000. It would be a more expensive project than that. So we're looking at, you know, substantial funding resources for it. They have agreed to look at that for next year, obviously not this year, but for 2027-28, they have agreed to look at it. And I think they did take on board the importance of it for that community.
All right, Paula, your next question to the council is about the status of the Junction Improvement Scheme for Allanwood Cross following the Section 38 consultation process. What was the council's response to this question?
Slightly better news here. This, as people in the area would know, this has been decades and years of community groups from fighting to make that junction safer, and they've done huge work in fairness to them. But the report, the response in the report was that this project has now, the funding is in place, the capital funding is in place for it, and it's currently out to tender, which is great news. So once a contractor is assigned to it, then we'll get a better sense of the timeline in terms of dates, etc., so the community can kind of have an idea of when the work will start. So it's a good positive step forward.
All right. And Paula, your final motion was in relation to a bottle bank, and then you were asking that the council engages with stakeholders in the community of Prosperous to identify a site for one there.
Yes, this has come about, Hannah, through a number of requests from people who can find it. I know a number of bottle banks have gone in locally. There's one in Allanwood, and obviously we're familiar with the one in Clane. But it can be difficult for people without transport to access bottle banks. So really, they should be in every local community. You know, we're being asked to recycle, we're being asked to do our bit for the environment, and I think most people are happy to do that, but it does need to be easier for people as well. So the council are happy to engage and try and identify a site. A couple of things have to be clear in the site, and that is access for service vehicles to be able to get in and out, the absence of overhead cables. It needs to be set back at least 50 metres from residential developments, from residential properties. Safe access, obviously, for cars to come in and out, or people, you know, sight lines, lighting, and a landowner's agreement if it's not public land as well. So once we tick all those boxes, we'll be engaging. We're trying to identify a site at the moment in Prosperous, but I think it would be of benefit to the community and much easier to access as well if we had one locally.
Of course. Paula, thanks so much for taking our call on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Social Democrats councillor on the Clane Maynooth Municipal District, Paula Mulroe, joining for those questions and motions raised.